My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate. Unraveling the mystery about strong economic indicators versus people's lived experience. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Businesses are reporting a vibe that does not foretell a recession anytime soon. Many Mondays we consult Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. She's also the president of the National Association for Business Economics, which has some fresh data from a survey of companies.
They are seeing rising sales and profits at their firm, declining input costs, and stabilizing wage growth. So this is a very soft landing-like report.
Certainly not recessionary. I guess this puts us on a rocket sled toward higher interest rates by Wednesday, courtesy of the Federal Reserve.
Yes, the Fed can feel confident that they can move forward with a rate hike without destroying the economy. But at the same time, there are seeds here for the Fed to pause. Things are getting better in a non-inflationary way. Input costs are declining. Wage growth is stabilizing. These are good things.
All right. Julia Coronado is president of the National Association for Business Economics. She's also a professor at UT Austin. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Given pandemic, it's been 3.5 years since most people with a federal student loan have had to make a payment, but paying resumes in the fall. And a study from the credit agency TransUnion finds about half will need to pay $200 a month or more, Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
More than 40 million people have federal student loans. Jared Bass at the Center for American Progress says for many, not having to make payments for the last few years has freed up money for other things.
Whether it be paying for food, paying for childcare, increases in rent.
In addition to that, Liz Pagel at TransUnion says their study found a lot of people have taken on more debt of other kinds, credit cards, car loans, mortgages.
This is significant because that new payment's going to go on top of what they owe today. So the consumers will be getting a pretty significant payment shock once they have to go into repayment on these loans.
Which, she says, could have a real impact on households and on the economy. Ted Rossman at Bankrate says the Biden administration has tried to lessen the shock.
Even though the blanket forgiveness program has been shot down, there are still some things that people can take advantage of in terms of public service loan forgiveness or income-based repayment.
And for a year, people who miss payments won't be penalized, though interest will continue to grow. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
On average, the economy, as we just heard, remains resilient, with unemployment still low and inflation calming down some. President Biden would like to see this as Bidenomics at work, with an election year on the way. Yet, an AP poll finds 79% label the economy as poor. Why the disconnect? Inequality, argues Karen Petru, co-founder and managing partner at Federal Financial Analytics in Washington. She's been writing about this. Hey, Karen.
Good morning, David.
I mean, earlier this year, I was talking about unemployment the lowest in more than half a century. Black unemployment in America has ticked up in the last 2 months, but still very, very low. Yet, when you ask people how the economy is doing, they are concerned. What accounts for some of this disconnect?
The disconnect is between the aggregate numbers and the fact that in a country as unequal as the United States, most of us don't experience the average numbers. We experience a very unequal distribution of whether it's employment, wages, and the impact of inflation on lower income households is devastating. 2 out of 3 Americans view the president economic performance unfavorably, and that's because 2 out of 3 American households is skipping purchases that they can't afford. And almost 2/3 of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. That's not a happy household when people are really struggling to make ends meet.
Let's rest on that statistic. More than half, almost 2/3, 58% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. So how's Bidenomics doing? Well, it has to factor in that condition.
That's my view. Even with inflation easing a bit, it now costs $121 to buy what cost us $100 at the end of 2019, which virtually every American household feels every day. That's why I really do wish that the president were more responsive, not to what he wishes the economy were, but how it is, the real on-the-ground experience that is going to drive how voters go to the polls or even stay home.
So it's this essential conundrum. You know, you talk about economic indicators. They look like they're rising. They may be going in the, quote, right direction. But that's the aggregate, and people may not feel it. And if a politician is telling them they should feel better than they do, there's going to be a political backlash.
That's what I fear, exactly. When people are ignored, when any of us is ignored, we get angry. We feel overlooked. And we want to make ourselves heard in ways that are often not super constructive. And again, they are not going to be impressed by Bidenomics banners. They really need either to see performance or a clear understanding by the president that there is a real problem here and one that needs to be fixed quickly, not just talked about.
Karen Petru is co-founder and managing partner at Federal Financial Analytics in Washington. Her recent opinion piece for the publication The Hill is titled "Bidenomics is an Insult to Millions of Voters Living Paycheck to Paycheck." Karen, always good to talk to you.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.